Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 16, verses 6 through 12. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They began to discuss this among themselves, saying, "He said that because we did not bring any bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets full you picked up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets full you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Jesus spent time developing his disciples' faith because he knew it was essential for the tasks ahead of them. For over 3 years, they attended a school of faith with Jesus as their instructor and his word as their course material. Sometimes Christ used verbal instructions, but many of the lessons were taught by example. For instance, because he healed the sick, cast out demons, fed thousands, and calmed the sea, we learn that he is sovereign over his creation. At times, the disciples' understanding was slow or faltering, but Jesus never gave up on them. He reproved them when they exhibited a lack of trust, but also blessed signs of progress. His objective was to firmly establish their faith so he could accomplish his work in and through them. The Lord has the same goal for any one of us who is a believer, to see our faith increase so we can do the work he's planned for us. When we exercise our faith, he'll entrust us with challenges and achieve amazing things through us. As we see in the 17th chapter of Matthew, little faith can limit God's activity in a believer's life, but he will use us and often surprise us as we trust him. Faith is built by learning from Scripture what to believe and then being tested in situations that stretch us to rely on God instead of our own understanding. Perhaps your next or current struggle is an opportunity to learn from the school of faith.